joining us now on the All About Symbian podcast on Symbian's 10th birthday with some rather impressive news from Sony Ericsson is Ulf Wetling. Welcome, Ulf.
Thank you very much, both.
Thank you for taking the time out today. It's I'm guessing you have a rather busy and hectic schedule.
Very much so. It's been a very hectic, I would say, month to put this together. But we are very, very happy to have, united the different UIs into this new Symbian platform, foundation platform, which we believe will be very, very powerful for the developer community, for the service community, and also for us manufacturers. And of course, ultimately, that will help and benefit the consumer.
I mean, I'm having a look at the timeline that's published in the Symbian Foundation white paper. You're looking at the foundation platform, which is this combined user interface of all the of elements from S60, UIQ, and MoAP, to be available first half 2010. So I'm guessing that means we're going to see devices about Q3, Q4, 2010, potentially.
Yes, I mean, as soon as we can, we will, of course, ship phones. But this is not starting from scratch. We already are shipping phones based on Symbian, and of course we will have a transition. We will continue to ship phones based on UIQ, and then we will have some transition going into shipping phones based on the Symbian Foundation platform when that is ready. So it's not that it's a really... interruption. We will continue to ship phones these years, of course.
Right. So obviously, the product line that we've seen announced already from Sony Ericsson with the UIQ3 enabled handsets, that's going to continue over the months and years, then.
Yeah, yeah. The D700 and U900 that just started to ship will, of course, be available and be sold well into next year, and we will continue to. Ship various phones, of course. We cannot talk about details now, but you can trust that there will be plenty of phones coming from us going forward.
Okay. As a